think so much has changed, and many things have changed. But this conversation about putting women back into the story, particularly in history and in our sense of our identity, our national identity, our cultural identity, and seeing things with that connection between both the public and the private, which is often where the male and the female lives connect in history. But is that part of your motivation when you think about your work and your writing?
Very much so. It's recovering history, recovering stories that are there, things that happened.
Recovering's a great word.
I think so, absolutely. I had an interesting discussion actually with somebody at a conference in the University of York. We were talking about difficult women, great theme for a conference, because the difficult could be interpreted in a sense in any way you wanted to. Sometimes women were difficult because they tried to be too much out there, too much out in the public eye and quite pushy. But this woman was talking about how, in terms of women writers, we're still at the stage of just getting their work into the public eye, and we next need to start an evaluation process, because sometimes you're just recovering all these novels and poems and music that was composed by women, and then you have to turn around and start evaluating it in the way that men's work is evaluated. But we're still very much in that recovery process, because the work has been neglected and overlooked and sidelined. And we're like that with the histories and the lives as well.